Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Number of the papers going with the news that the boyfriend of murdered Jamie Carney has been arrested in his native Jordan. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Jamie's boyfriend arrested in Jordan. The Mail says it's after there was pressure from the US. So they're saying that US authorities got in touch with Jordanian authorities and kind of ordered the man's arrest. The Irish Sun: Jamie murder arrest. Murdered Jamie Carney's on the run boyfriend has been arrested in his native Jordan. Quite a significant development in that investigation yesterday. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with another big story from north of the border. Three found dead in family home. A murder investigation launched after three bodies were discovered at this property in County Antrim. And officers were called to the scene at around 9 a.m. yesterday morning after the bodies of two females and a male were found. We still don't know the cause of the deaths, but police say they're not seeking anyone else in relation to them. The Irish Independent, a lovely picture there of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry sharing a joke during a practice round ahead of the Open Championship in Royal Birkdale in England yesterday. That tournament begins on Thursday. They don't look very, very stressed. They're all smiles in the build-up to the Open. The main story from the Irish Independent is about this hose pipe ban. And you now have a hotline you're going to be able to ring to report your neighbours if they're wasting water. So if you hear your neighbour from Thursday onwards in some of the affected counties out with the power washer or washing their cars, well, you're going to be able to report them by using a hotline. Now, the order for the hosepipe ban is in place in Dublin, South Tipperary and then parts of Kildare, Meath, Wicklow and Wexford until August 26th, which is 6 weeks. And this means that you won't be able to water your gardens, clean your cars, fill your paddling pools or use a power washer over the next 6 weeks. If you're caught, by the way, in these areas flouting the rules and using water wastefully, you can get a fine of €5,000. And if you'd like to be a snitch and report your neighbour, you can ring 1-800-278-278. Now, Ishka Aaron says they're not encouraging people to report one another, but they do want us to have personal responsibility. We'll talk more about the weather shortly. The Irish Times on the front page has more on the back to school survey, and the majority of parents say covering back to school costs is a financial burden for them, and more than one in four go into debt. And this is supposedly free education in Ireland, and yet we have 25% of parents getting into debt dealing with school costs. This is the Back to School survey by the Irish League of Credit Unions. It's a survey of 752 parents. 59% say back to school costs are a financial burden. Well, that means for a lot of other parents, it's not a burden for them, I suppose. And 27% are getting into debt covering the costs. Now, the debt isn't massive. In most cases, it's about €54 of debt. But some parents face a debt of €430. And all of that, of course, can add up with the rising cost of living. The Irish Examiner tells us about a smoking ban for young people, something which has been spoken about in the past. We have it in the UK. New Zealand has it as well, but it looks like it's coming here. So the Examiner says that plans to introduce a generational smoking ban that would completely restrict young people from being able to buy cigarettes is going to be discussed by Cabinet by the end of the month. What they do in the UK is they've made it illegal for tobacco to be sold to anyone born on or after January 1st, 2009. And it follows confirmation that the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, is considering all measures to end tobacco-related harm in Ireland. Now, the former Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, passed legislation to raise the legal age to purchase cigarettes to 21 from the 1st of February 2028. But the Examiner now understands that plans to introduce a generational smoking ban are now at an advanced stage, and ministers could discuss it as early as the end of July. Staying with smoking and nicotine, I don't know if you're at the matches at Croke Park over the weekend, but the Sun says that the GAA are giving nicotine pouches the black card after criticising a firm dishing out tobacco replacement items outside Croke Park. So basically what happened over the weekend was free nicotine pouches were handed out on Sunday as crowds poured in for the All-Ireland semi-final. These are the tubs of the kind of mint-flavoured nicotine. They have 11 milligrams of nicotine in them, and they were allegedly given out to people free of charge outside Croke Park for the Dublin and Kerry game. Some punters say they were given the nicotine pouches, but the GAA insisted the promotion was not organised or endorsed by them. And basically, Green Party councillor Janet Horner is saying that GAA matches are family-friendly events and handing out these pouches goes completely against that. But they were handed outside the stadium, not inside the stadium. Now, there was a bit of swearing in the Dáil recently. You had to be listening very carefully to hear it, but the Irish Times heard it. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has said she has no plans to withdraw her description of Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, as a tosser in the Dáil chamber last week. So herself and the Taoiseach were having a row over Metrolink, and reporters overheard Mary Lou MacDonald using the phrase tosser, and Mr. Martin was talking about Metrolink, and he was responding to her, and apparently Mary Lou MacDonald was heard by some reporters in the Dáil chamber who sit upstairs in the Dáil chamber. She was then heard saying, "Jesus, he really is a tosser." Now, asked if she would withdraw her comments, a spokesperson for Mary Lou MacDonald said she would not, and the Taoiseach isn't going to raise it with the Cán Comhairle when the Dáil meets today. Not on the Dáil record, because it was kind of only overheard, but there's no plans now to withdraw it. Now, a couple of travel-related stories in the papers. Times of London, we've heard a bit about this, but now there's more confirmation. We're all going to be told how much our hand luggage costs, and airlines are going to be banned from charging fees for hand luggage. The Times of London says budget airline passengers may soon be spared the unwelcome choice between travelling with little more than a toothbrush or paying extra to put a suitcase in the overhead locker, because from next year airlines will be banned from charging for hand luggage under EU rules. So basically all fares will include a cabin bag. So sometimes you have to pay up to 60 quid for your baggage, but that's all gone. That'll have to be in the price displayed before you book. And then if you are packing a bag in the eye, we have the things we can't live without on holiday. Tourists have revealed that tea bags and a towel are among the items they can't travel without. Also, they like to bring their preferred toiletries as well. So the things holidaymakers can't travel without, number one is toiletries or shampoo. Just use the free stuff in the hotel, no? Second is tea bags and coffee, then it's their own towel. Now, you don't have much space left in your suitcase if you're packing your own towel. Also, people like to bring their favourite biscuits with them, umbrellas, a travel iron, their own pillow, a travel kettle, and condiments and sauces. That's new research in the Eye.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.